Fire in an Ostenburg Township home Saturday turned fatal. Firefighters responded to the 2700 block of Sunlight Avenue Northeast. A man found inside was taken to Altman Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. His name has not been released. The state fire marshal's office responded to the scene. The fire was not considered suspicious. Planned improvements to two streets will receive attention from Alliance City Council tonight. One ordinance would add just over $89,000 for the West State Street resurfacing project. The additional money is for a change to a Wavetronics radar detection system for triggering of traffic signals. The additional amount will be paid by the Ohio Director of Transportation. Another ordinance would authorize application for an Ohio Public Works Commission grant to resurface South Liberty Avenue from East Simpson to East Summit Street. The grant would be an estimated $101,500, with the city's 51% share, $106,500. Vehicular homicide and child endangering charges have been filed against a Canton man in connection with a September 6th incident. 26-year-old Rashawn Patterson is lead pastor of Now Alive Kids Church on Whipple Avenue Northwest in Canton Township. Investigators say he was driving a vehicle with a minor child riding on the outside. The child died from injuries suffered when they fell from the vehicle. Police arrested a North Canton man after a stabbing late Saturday. 30-year-old Brandon Grindle was taken to the Stark County Jail on a felonious assault charge. He was accused of stabbing a man in the neck at a home in the 900 block of Pittsburgh Avenue Northwest just before midnight. The victim was treated at a local hospital. Grindle was found near the intersection of Mayfair and Altman Roads after a search involving North Canton and Jackson Township Police and a North Canton Fire Department drone with infrared thermal imaging. Another hearing scheduled October 2nd in a West Virginia courtroom for a Massillon man accused of leading police on a chase in a stolen car. 41-year-old Van Jones was slated to appear in Hancock County Magistrate Court Thursday on charges of fleeing, receiving stolen property, and driving with a suspended license. Jones was arrested August 30th after allegedly leading a Columbiana County Sheriff's deputy and East Liverpool police officer on a pursuit from Route 39 to the Chester exit on Route 30. Jones missed the initial hearing because he was in the Stark County Jail on charges including robbery, strangulation, and intimidation. He's also charged with violating a protection order. A Dallas-based company has sued the Pro Football Hall of Fame Village, alleging it has not paid a nearly $268,000 bill. The Freeman Company reportedly provided rented equipment, pre-production labor, shipping, freight, and show labor for a concert between August 1st and 4th of 2024. Concert is not specified, but the dates coincide with the concert for Legends with Carrie Underwood. Most recent date of invoice is April 12th. It's Constitution Week in Louisville. WDPN's David Schurer has more.
The Louisville Community Choir Sunday at 2 p.m. performance at Paradise Church began the activities surrounding the September 17th's 238th anniversary of the signing of the Constitution at Philadelphia in 1787. Monday morning's prayer breakfast found more than 100 citizens gathered to hear Stark County Prosecutor Kyle Stone speak on the outward guidance of the Constitution as a parallel to God's inner guidance of our lives.
Wednesday will feature the commemoration and community banquet, while Thursday will include a showing of the PBS movie The American Constitution on the Green in downtown Louisville. A man is sentenced for having materials showing a child involved in sexual activity. A raid in November by the Human Trafficking Task Force in Mahoning County Sheriff's Office and County Prosecutor led to the arrest of 27-year-old Matthias Lewis of Canfield. Investigators said he was downloading, viewing, and trading images online. He pleaded guilty in June to 5 counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor. The Mahoning County grand jury declined to indict a woman originally charged with felonious assault. 53-year-old Abigail Rivera was charged with the shooting of a woman after a dispute on Youngstown's east side. The victim was treated at St. Elizabeth Health Center. The incident took place early on June 5th on North Garland Avenue. Canfield man accused of making 81 calls to police in one night has his case bound over to the grand jury. 38-year-old Kevin Siemens charged with intimidation and disrupting public services. Investigators say Siemens was irate and threatening during the calls, which began just before 8 o'clock on July 22nd. He later allegedly threatened to shoot law enforcement officers who might come to his Stratmore Avenue home. A warrant was secured and Siemens was arrested the following day. A Masary man charged with aggravated murder in the death of his sister has his trial delayed. Police called to a 3rd Street home March 1st for a welfare check, found 65-year-old Janice Zanoli dead of a gunshot wound. 61-year-old John Zanoli was in another room with a rifle to his head. Police negotiated with the man for about 30 minutes before deploying tasers. He was subdued and taken to the Trumbull County Jail. Zanoli also charged with abuse of a corpse. Common Pleas Judge Sean O'Brien granted a delay to Zanoli's attorney, who is pursuing an insanity plea.